Kenya's Deputy President William Ruto appeared before the court with his co-accused, Joshua Arap Sang, a local radio journalist, on Tuesday. The lead prosecutor in the case, Anton Steinberg, outlined the charges against the two men.
Each accused faced three counts of crimes against humanity, namely murder, deportation or forcible transfer of a population, and persecution, committed during the period 30th of December 2007 until 16th of January 2008. These charges relate to violence committed in eight locations in the Rift Valley, more specifically in the districts of Uasin Gishu and Nandi.
Mr. Steinberg said the prosecution will present up to 22 victims and witnesses who will describe the attacks.
They will testify that the attacks were preceded by the sounding of the traditional Kalenjin Nderu, or war cry. They will describe how large groups of Kalenjin youths, armed with traditional weapons such as bows and arrows, and many dressed for war, descended upon one location after another. Witnesses will testify how they saw large numbers of these youths ferried into certain locations by lorries. The attacks focused on areas known to be predominantly occupied by PNU supporters, mostly Kikuyu.
The PNU is the Party of National Unity, a political coalition of parties which contested the 2007 elections in Kenya. Deputy President William Ruto and radio journalist Joshua Arap Sang pleaded not guilty to the charges against them. The prosecutor of the ICC, Fatou Bensouda, says there are reports of possible witness tampering in Kenya. She also addresses allegations that the prosecution is organizing and coaching witnesses to present evidence.
These are serious allegations that are levied against my office, which is not true. I want to emphasize that this is not true. There is no reason for the office to try to organize and coach witnesses to come and give evidence. The mandate of the office is to present a case based on the truth, and we are trying to uncover the truth and to present it before the judges. There has never been, there is no issue, there will never be an issue of coaching or organizing witnesses to come and present evidence. I want this to be clear.
Defense lawyer Karim Khan believes that the prosecution does not have a strong case against the accused.
This case will fall apart in the end. This is what we will submit to the trial chamber. It will be done so by a decision of the trial chamber after hearing the evidence. But it will be done because of lack of evidence, because of the wrong target selected, the deficient investigations that were conducted, and not for any other reason.
A week before the start of the trial, Kenyan members of parliament voted to pull out of the International Criminal Court. Herman von Hebel, the case registrar, says this is not a good decision.
We don't think that that is the right message. The victims of the future should not feel that they are without redress to this court and to international justice.
Mr. von Hebel says once a country has accepted to be part of the ICC, it should stay within the system and work with the court and other countries. The trial of Kenya's president, Uhuru Kenyatta, who is also facing crimes against humanity before the ICC, is expected to start in November. Derek Mbata, United Nations.